It's 8:40 on a Monday morning with the Musers. The morning after, the Cowboys beat the Eagles 24-21 at AT&T Stadium. They're back to 500 at 5-5-1. Kansas City is on deck Thanksgiving Day at AT&T Stadium. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about the Cowboys' big win is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Hey, good morning, man. How are y'all doing?
Morning. Great. Congratulations.
Good. Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate that. Tell you what, that was some kind of game, wasn't it?
Oh, just incredible comeback.
It felt a lot like my crypto investments. Very volatile. Very volatile. But I definitely feel re-energized, I do, about our chances to make the playoffs. I feel we're heading in the right direction. Positively, and in fact, after last night's victory, I got so drunk, and I was so full of confidence, and I was so sports horny that I placed a bunch of anonymous bets on the Cowboys to win not only the Super Bowl, but apparently the World Series, the NBA Finals, and the Kentucky Derby.
Okay,
well, you got to be careful about that, Jerry, placing bets.
I can get away with anything. I'm bulletproof. Don't you know that?
Well, yeah.
I tell you, I went out after the game. Steven and I took the helicopter downtown. We got a couple of good luck table dances from some future potential lawsuits. Celebrating the game, getting ready for the Chiefs. Uh-huh. And I do have some
breaking news. You have what?
Breaking news.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
I have tandem announcements.
Okay.
I'm going to open up my checkbook this offseason.
Okay.
And sign George Pickens to a new lucrative contract.
Oh, wow.
Pickens.
Okay.
Yep.
Also, I'd like to announce for next year, $75 stadium nachos.
Oh, my gosh.
To help pay for George Pickens?
Gotta pay for it. And before we get too deep into this interview, let me just start out by being very honest with you. Very honest with you about something.
All right.
I'm still a little drunk. I'm still a little drunk.
You went pretty hard last night.
And I don't like Asians.
What?
Pardon me? What's
Can
that?
I say any of that?
What?
I don't like Asian cars. I like American domestic cars.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's fine.
Fair enough, I guess.
Hey. Hold on. Let me get a drink here.
Stop drinking.
Coffee.
I'm wearing a camelback of Johnny Walker Blue right now.
You're happy.
Very happy.
Hey, it looks like your defense is starting to play.
What do you think about that now, huh?
It's better.
Tell you what, I was very worried about our suspect defense going against that Eagle offense, but because any team that features talent like Saquon Broccoli and Jalen Hurts, they have very powerful offense, but I felt like Mac Beaver Goose did a good job getting our defense betterer.
I'm not sure about that one, but yeah, they are better.
But and I was frustrated that our offense kind of struggled in that first half. You know, I think what would we score, only 7 points or so?
Yeah.
And Dak did okay in that game, but let's not let this victory obscure that he had too many plays that were somewhat interception adjacent and some flat out interceptions.
It could have been worse. Yeah.
But what are y'all doing to celebrate the milestone?
What milestone? Oh, him becoming the all-time leading passer?
Yeah, Dak passing Tony Romo.
We're not doing much, really.
No, I guess we haven't done anything. What are you doing?
I know what I'm going to do.
What?
Give Steven another illegal sister.
Okay. Well, no, that's not a great idea. She's not illegal, by the way.
Man, we almost made it through. What are you doing?
I did think it was nice and respectful of Dakota Rain Prescott to pay homage to Romo by throwing a couple of interceptions during the game. I thought that was very, very thoughtful of him.
He was not trying to do that.
Just kind of a nod to the old miracle.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah, Romo was a miracle.
Pretty cool. But and I'm a little bit worried about Braden Aubrey's leg.
Brandon?
I mean, he missed that early easy field goal.
It was 51 yards.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be easy for him.
Well, he's going to miss every once in a while.
We wouldn't have had to have that thrilling finish if he hadn't missed that one.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Just keep an eye on him. Something going on with him.
Well, I think he'll be okay, but all right.
And I think that CeeDee Lamb, something's going on with him, too.
Mm-hmm. It looked like it yesterday.
No, I meant he doesn't know how to pick a hairstylist. Something's going on with him picking his hairstylist. That's a weird hairstyle.
What's going on with your hair right now?
Yeah, I know. I got the carpet, the drapes don't match the carpet, and the drapes don't even match the drapes.
You got a lot of colors going on
there.
What
do you call that exactly?
Multicolored, kind of dumb and dumber looking wig. I don't know what's going on. It's looking about, hey, when you get my age, George, what am I, 98? You just don't care anymore.
Come on.
We don't want to hear that.
You still look pretty sharp on game day.
I got these big horse teeth put in my mouth. I didn't care about that. I said, just give me whatever model you got. And they put these big old chompers in. And then I got this toupee that just looks like an unnatural shade of, I don't know, sewage gray. I don't know what you call it.
You look fine, Jerry.
You think?
Fine. Yeah.
Well, we got a Thanksgiving game coming up.
Yeah,
and,
big one.
I hope Taylor Swift is there.
She might be.
I hope she's there because I'd like to go by her suite and just kind of remind her that I'm about five times richer than she is. And I'm five times richer, and I never had to learn how to play a bedazzled Taylor. That's for you musicians out there. All right, good morning.
Hey, we'll see you. There goes Jarrett.